This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Department of Passport launches new system after historic data migration. Department of Hydrology and Meteorology forecast 3-day flash flood risk amid heavy rainfall warnings. And at least 27 people killed and 22 critically injured in Bangkok bar fire. Now the news in detail. The Department of Passport under the Ministry of Foreign Affairs has successfully completed the largest data migration in Nepal's history, transitioning to a brand new passport production and management system. According to an official notice issued by the department in Kathmandu, the biometric and personal details of approximately 10 million Nepali citizens have been securely transferred to the new database. With the massive information technology upgrade now operational, authorities have cautioned the public that minor technical glitches, system slowdowns and slight delays in passport distribution may occur during the initial rollout phase. To mitigate these teething issues, specialized technical teams alongside software developers are working around the clock on a 24-hour standby basis to monitor, test and refine the system. In the light of the transition, the department has requested that only citizens with an urgent or immediate need for travel documents apply for passports during this introductory period. Officials state that public cooperation will significantly help stabilize the new system and make it more effective. The department has also urged service seekers to rely solely on official government channels for passport-related updates, reiterating its long-term commitment to providing swift, efficient, and reliable services to old citizens. Speaker of the House of Representatives, Dol Prasad Ariel, has said Bhanubhakta Acharya, the pioneer poet of the Nepali language, literature and culture, was not just a poet but the voice of Nepali soul. During his address to a program organized by the Bhanu Pratishthan at Nepal Academy today, marking the 213th birth anniversary of the legendary poet, the speaker called Bhanubhakta a national luminary, a symbol of the Nepali literary consciousness and a prominent representative of the people. He said that Adikavi laid the foundation of Nepali literary consciousness and played a pivotal role in shaping the identity of the Nepali language. President Ramchandra Pawal has expressed profound sadness following the passing of the former Amir of the state of Qatar, Sheikh Hamad bin Khalifa Al Thani, who died on Sunday morning at the age of 74. Sheikh Hamad, revered as the father Amir, famously ruled the Gulf nation from 1995 until his peaceful abdication in 2013, a transformative era during which he established the Al Jazeera media network and developed the country into a global economic powerhouse. In a formal message of solidarity, President Pawal extended his heartfelt condolences to the current Amir, Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani, as well as the Qatari royal family and the people of Qatar. The president characterized the passing of the visionary leader as an irreparable national loss for the Gulf nation and offered prayers for the family to find strength and fortitude during this period of national mourning. The Department of Hydrology and Meteorology has issued a comprehensive weather warning forecasting sudden flash floods across multiple small rivers over the next 3 days, triggered by anticipated heavy to very heavy rainfall. According to meteorologists, the prolonged downpour presents a significant flood risk for smaller river basins transversing more than 30 districts, ranging from eastern regions in Pasthar, Ilam and Chapa down to far western areas including Kailali. Department hydrologist Vinod Parajuli confirmed that Kathmandu Valley, especially including Kathmandu, Bhaktapur and Lalitpur districts along with Kabri Palanchuk, remains under high alert for sudden inundation. Weather forecasts point to moderate to heavy rainfall accompanied by thunder and lightning across the mountainous, hilly and Tarai regions of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, with scattered, severe weather expected to impact parts of Madhis, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudar Paschim provinces. The adverse weather conditions are expected to persist well into the night, keeping the skies mostly cloudy across the majority of the country. Authorities have warned that the risk will intensify overnight, with heavy to very heavy rainfall explicitly projected for targeted hilly and low-lying Tarai sections of Kosi, Bagmati and Madhis provinces. Emergency officials advise residents living near riverbanks and low-lying areas to remain highly vigilant as water levels are expected to rise rapidly. The Embassy of Nepal in Abu Dhabi hosted a high-level promotional event titled Nepal-UAE Economic Partnership on the 9th of July to showcase Nepal as an attractive destination for trade, investment, tourism and technological collaboration. Held at the Conrad Hotel, Etihad Towers, the program aimed to further strengthen bilateral economic ties between the two nations. The event opened with a message from Nepal's Minister for Foreign Affairs, Sisir Khanal, who welcomed greater participation from Emirati investors and reaffirmed the government's commitment to facilitating long-term mutually beneficial partnerships. The gathering was honored by senior United Arab Emirates officials, including the Undersecretary of the Ministry of Foreign Trade, Fahad Al Ghergawi, alongside prominent business leaders, policymakers, and chief executive officers. In his keynote address, the Nepali ambassador to the United Arab Emirates, Tej Bahadur Chhetri, highlighted the long-standing friendly relations between the two countries and emphasized Nepal's favorable investment climate. He urged investors to explore emerging markets and wide-ranging opportunities in clean energy, hydropower, infrastructure, tourism and information technology. The program also featured four thematic presentations covering sectors from renewable energy to digital economy, offering participants valuable insights into Nepal's competitive advantages and its ongoing efforts to foster a business-friendly environment. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to an international update. A huge fire tore through a bar in Bangkok late on Sunday, killing at least 27 people and leaving 22 critically injured. The blaze started near the stage of the bar in the popular Chatuchak district, then spread rapidly, cutting power and engulfing the room with smoke. Footage posted online show panicked customers screaming as they fled, some with their clothes on fire, through the flame-enveloped front door of the Rongbir Nalat Paro. Firefighters who arrived at the scene just after midnight quickly extinguished the fire. They found the bodies of most of the victims in a bathroom where they had apparently sought shelter. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Department of Passport launches new system after historic data migration. Department of Hydrology and Meteorology forecast 3-day flash flood risk amid heavy rainfall warnings. And at least 27 people killed and 22 critically injured in Bangkok bar fire. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.